听力课堂，听 class.com。
Radio listeners, you are tuned to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve.
And I'm Hazel. Wait a minute, Steve. Studio Classroom is a television show, not a radio program.
Ah, Hazel, actually, it's both. People can watch Studio Classroom on TV or listen on the radio. And today's lesson is about radio broadcasting.
Oh, hey, radio has been around for a long time, hasn't it, Steve?
It sure has. People have been listening to the radio for about 100 years.
People have been listening for 100 years? Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Wow, those people must really be old, over 100 years old.
No, not the same people, Hazel. Different people listening over 100 years.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a very long time. Don't people get tired of listening to the radio?
I don't think so. Radio is convenient. You can listen anywhere, anytime. And radio broadcasts have information and entertainment. The radio offers programs for everyone.
Oh, so people of all ages can enjoy the radio.
Right. Well, today we're celebrating 100 years of radio broadcasting.
Well, happy birthday, radio!
Radio.
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 Friends, please turn in your magazines to page 27 for today's lesson.
Radio broadcasting goes public. What would you do without radio? What's your radio tuned to? Listening to radio programs like Studio Classroom has become a part of our daily lives. How did this start? Radio broadcasting in the beginning. Radio began as ship-to-ship and ship-to-shore communication. In the early 1900s, several people showed that radio could do more than that. One of them, Dr. Lee DeForest, is widely honored as the father of radio. He made the first public radio broadcast. A fan of opera, DeForest wanted to send the musical entertainment into homes.
Hi, friends. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Chip. And thanks for joining us on this January day. And actually, this is kind of a special day here at Studio Classroom. Today is the, 100 years ago today was the very first radio broadcast. And Studio Classroom has been broadcasting radio programs for over 40 years. So this is a special day, Chelsea.
It is a special day. We're going to be talking today about radio broadcasting going public. That's the title, Radio Broadcasting Goes Public. Now, in case you're wondering, a broadcast or to broadcast something means to send out a program on television or radio. That is broadcasting. And if something goes public, well, the public refers to people. And if it goes public, that means it's introduced to people for the very first time. So we're talking about the start of radio, when it first went out and people heard it with their own ears.
Radio broadcast going public. And really, what would we do without radio? Radio broadcasts have been very important to people for the last 100 years. So our first question, or our article starts off with the question, what's your radio tuned to? Now, if you tune your radio, that usually means that you spin your dial, spin a round knob on your radio, and you tune it to receive a certain radio broadcast.
Yes, and so maybe some of you have been listening to Studio Classroom from the very beginning. Maybe you can remember the days when you used to tune your radio to hear Studio Classroom lessons when you first began learning English. So let's talk about how this has become a part of our daily lives and how it started. So radio broadcasting in the beginning. Let's start with that, Chip.
Okay, well, our article says that radio began as a ship-to-ship and ship-to-shore communication. Now, we'd better visit Liz in Grammar on the Go to figure out what this sentence means.
Hi there, friends. How are you doing today? My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. Our article today is about radio broadcasting, so I'm standing here in front of a recording studio here at Studio Classroom. This is where a lot of our radio features are recorded. Anyhow, let's go ahead and take a look at today's grammar tip sentence. Radio began as ship-to-ship and ship-to-shore communication. Notice how there are two phrases in this sentence with hyphens in them. Ship-to-ship and ship-to-shore. These two phrases are actually adjective phrases, and they're both describing communication. There's communication going from ship to ship, and there's communication going from ship to shore. So we have ship-to-ship communication and ship-to-shore communication. And when we have long phrases as adjectives in front of nouns, we add hyphens in between the words of the phrases to avoid confusion. Let's have a look at some other examples, shall we? Let's say John is learning to be patient during this period while he's in between jobs. So we can say, John is learning to be patient during this in-between job period. And that would be in hyphen between hyphen job. Or let's say you have a writing instructor who's always reminding her students to keep things simple when they write. Then we can say, the writing instructor always reminds her students her keep things simple rule. And that would be keep hyphen things hyphen simple rule. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you again for joining me here for today's grammar tip. I hope to see you again next time. And until then, this is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Liz. So radio actually began on boats. They would use it as a form of communication, as your text says, from ship to ship, so between two boats or more, and from ship to shore, from the boat back to the people who are on land. That was the only way that radio was used in the beginning, but as we know, it soon began to expand into many more areas and ways of being used. And it started in the early 1900s, Chip.
Right, in the early 1900s, several people showed that radio could do more than just communicate out at sea. It could do more than just communicate between ships. So one of these people, named Dr. Lee DeForest, is widely honored as the father of radio. Now, if he's widely honored, that means that he's widely respected. Isn't that right, Chelsea?
Widely respected, widely recognized. People today, even still today, 100 years later, think of Lee DeForest as the father of radio, and they honor him with that title, the father of radio. That means that he was maybe the one who started radio in its modern form of getting it from off the boat to on the shore and spread out to people on the land. So he made the first public radio broadcast. And our text goes on to tell us that he was a fan of something, and this was one of his motivations for starting radio.
That's right. He was a fan of opera, or we might say a fan of the opera and the idea of opera. Now, opera is a certain kind of drama that would be performed on a stage. And actually, it's a drama that is completely sung. So the entire drama is musical.
And it's very beautiful. It's a very popular style of theater, and the singers are very talented. And Lee DeForest enjoyed this type of theater, this opera, so much that he wanted to send this beautiful music entertainment into homes. He thought other people should be hearing this as well, even if they aren't able to go into the theater and hear it for themselves.
You know, this was a really nice thing for him to do, because obviously not everyone can afford to pay for opera tickets. They would be pretty expensive. So this was a way for them to enjoy this music in their homes for free.
Yes, so Lee DeForest was the one who got this all started, getting this music and this radio broadcast out to the public. And we're going to learn more about Lee DeForest after the break.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to our show. Today we ask the question, what would you do without radio? Radio, of course, has changed the world in so many ways. It's hard to imagine life without it. Now, if I had to choose one key word to remember from this lesson, it would be the noun information. Information, like knowledge, facts, data, comes in over the radio all the time. That's one reason why the radio has been so influential. We're going to see this key word, information, in this next section of today's lesson, which continues on line 16.
Radio broadcasting goes public. His first attempt was on January 13, 1910, from the Metropolitan Opera House in New York City. However, the broadcast ran into interference from other signals. Only a few listening stations and anyone in the harbor area were able to hear this broadcast. Although there was a lot of room for improvement, it showed what radio could do. Radio broadcasting today. Fast forward one century, and the world looks very different. Radio broadcasts are everywhere. Information now travels at the speed of light. Music, news, traffic reports, and speeches from world leaders are all on the radio. Can you imagine a world without radio?
Welcome back. So, Dr. DeForest's first attempt at broadcasting a radio program was on January 13th, 1910. So 100 years ago today was his first attempt at a radio broadcast. And he was doing this from a very special place, the Metropolitan Opera House in New York City. Now, Chelsea, as I understand, you have been to this opera house. Is that correct?
I have. I have been to the opera house. It is one of the world's most famous opera houses, and that's what we call a theater for opera, is an opera house. And the Metropolitan is known all over the world. It's been there for many, many years, and I did have the chance to go there. It is absolutely a beautiful building and certainly brings these operas to life. So this is the theater house, the opera house in New York City, and it's where Dr. Lee DeForest first started with this concept of trying to get radio broadcast out to other people.
Okay, and I guess we're calling this his first attempt, because it sounds like the first broadcast ran into interference from other radio signals. So if you run into a problem, that means that you encounter or you meet a problem that you didn't expect. So they were very surprised to run into interference. Now, what is interference, Chelsea?
Well, interference is noise or electronic signals that stop you from getting a good picture on TV or a good signal for the radio. You might hear a lot of fuzzy sounds if you turn your radio on and there's interference. So that's what they ran into with their first attempt of the sending that radio broadcast out from the Metropolitan Opera House. They ran into interference. So, Chip, only a few people could enjoy this beautiful music that I'm sure was coming from the Opera House.
Right. Our article says that only a few listening stations and everyone in the harbor area were able to hear this broadcast. Now, the harbor area would be, here we're talking about the New York Harbor. It's actually where the Statue of Liberty is. So really just only the people there in that harbor area were able to hear this opera.
And I'm sure that was disappointing for Dr. Lee DeForest. I'm sure he imagined it going out to the whole city of New York and then found out that it only went out to a few people. But at the same time, understand that this was a big step forward for radio broadcasting. They were able to kind of understand and get a feel for how radio would work. And they knew at this point that it would work, but there was just a lot of room for improvement. It still showed what radio could do, though.
Right. There were a lot of opportunities, or there was room for improvement. But it could still do a lot. And actually, if we fast forward 100 years, if we fast forward one century, the world looks very different. Now, if we fast forward something, what does this word mean?
Well, when we fast forward, we're moving forward at a very, very quick pace. So if you fast forward through a century, that doesn't mean that you literally run through a century, but we're just kind of speeding up. We're skipping a lot of years in there. There were, of course, a lot of changes made in 100 years, but we are jumping to today, to 100 years later. And we know that the world of radio looks very, very different.
And one of the ways that the world looks different is that radio broadcasts are everywhere. There's many different radio broadcasts out there. And information now travels at the speed of light. Now, the speed of light is probably the fastest speed that we know of. And information travels at the speed of light. Information is data, or you might say data. It's a collection of facts and knowledge. So information, because of the internet, because of the radio, it travels very quickly all over the world.
And of course, today, radio is one of the main ways that we're able to get information out at the speed of light. Things like music, news, traffic reports, and speeches from leaders all over the world can be heard on the radio. You just have to tune to the right station.
And our article ends with an appropriate question. Can you imagine a world without radio? Now, 100 years ago today, there was a radio broadcast, and it had some problems. But really, that broadcast, even though it had problems, it was a great success because it changed the world forever. That's all we have with our article today. But before we go, let's visit the chat room.
Hey, Ken.
Hey.
What are you reading?
Oh, just an article about Dr. Lee DeForest, who has been called the father of radio. Hey, now that you're here, maybe you can explain something for me.
Sure. What is it?
Well, it says here, although there was a lot of room for improvement, it showed what radio could do. Don't you find something odd about that sentence?
I don't think so. No, not really.
A lot of room? Shouldn't it be a lot of rooms, plural?
Oh, I see what you're asking. You know, that's a good question for Doris. She could explain it better than I could.
Okay.
Let me just pull her up.
Hey, hi there, Ken and Ashley. Why do we say a lot of room for improvement and not a lot of rooms for improvement? That's because room is being used as a space, and it's uncountable. When it's used as countable nouns, it's referring to something like a bedroom or a living room.
Oh, I see. So that's the difference.
Right. Here's another example of an uncountable noun. If people try to get on a crowded bus, the people on the bus should make room so others can get on.
Okay, so it's make room, not make rooms.
Yes, that's right.
What about elbow room? What kind of room is that?
Okay, elbow room is uncountable, and it refers to space to move around or work freely.
So your elbow wouldn't bump into things when you're working.
Yes, that's the idea.
Well, thanks for your help.
Anytime.
很简单的一个字 room， 但是你知道吗 ？room 除了指房间，还可以当作不可数名词，指的是空间。因此呢，课文中讲到 ，there was a lot of room for improvement。这里的 room 不加 s， 因为是指空间，还有很多改善的空间。若是有人想要上一台拥挤的公车，司机有可能叫车上的乘客 make room， 制造一些空间，意思就是要大家挤一挤。挪出一些空间来。好，我们下次图书馆见。
嗨，大家好，我是 Michelle。 今天这篇文章的第一个重点我们要看的是 tune 这个动词。我们学过 tune 当名词是指曲调或者是调子，但是 tune 在这里是当动词，意思是指调整频道或者是指收听或收看。例如 ,we always tune to wave radio for light music, 我们总是收听 wave 电台的轻音乐。或者是 ,his radio is always tuned to the only rock station in our town, 他的收音机总是转到镇上唯一的摇滚音乐电台。继续我们看的是 interference 这个名词。INTER 这个字首是指两者之间，所以 interference 在这里是指电波的干扰。例如The interference that appeared on the TV screen was caused by the bad weather. 电视荧幕上出现的电波干扰是因为天候不佳所造成的。Interference 也指干涉，例如 The government's interference in the stock market proved to be a mistake. 政府干预股市的做法后来证明是个错误。最后我们看的是 fast forward 这个动词。Fast 是指快速， forward 是指向前的。所以 fast forward 就是使快转。例如 ,Bobby fast forwarded the DVD and went directly to the end of the movie. Bobby 快转 DVD 直接看这部电影的结局。Fast forward 的反义字是 rewind,R-E-W-I-N-D, 意思是倒带。例如 ,Can you rewind the tape so I can hear it again? 你可以倒带让我再听一遍吗？ And I guess that's all the time we have for today. I'll see you around. Bye bye.
Radio broadcasting goes public. What would you do without radio? What's your radio tuned to? Listening to radio programs like Studio Classroom has become a part of our daily lives. How did this start? Radio broadcasting in the beginning.Radio began as ship-to-ship and ship-to-shore communication. In the early 1900s, several people showed that radio could do more than that. One of them, Dr. Lee DeForest, is widely honored as the father of radio. He made the first public radio broadcast. A fan of opera, DeForest wanted to send the musical entertainment into homes.His first attempt was on January 13, 1910, from the Metropolitan Opera House in New York City. However, the broadcast ran into interference from other signals. Only a few listening stations and anyone in the harbor area were able to hear this broadcast. Although there was a lot of room for improvement, it showed what radio could do.Radio broadcasting today. Fast forward one century, and the world looks very different. Radio broadcasts are everywhere. Information now travels at the speed of light. Music, news, traffic reports, and speeches from world leaders are all on the radio. Can you imagine a world without radio?
Indeed, the world is a very different place than it was 100 years ago. Now, with the internet, many people are asking the question, will the radio be as important as it was in the past? Probably not. Will it exist at all? I think so, in some form or another. Friends, please join us tomorrow as we talk about another famous invention, not as old as the radio, but still very familiar to many of us. It's the Rubik's Cube. So until then, all of us here at Studio Classroom hope you have a great day. Bye-bye, everyone.